Hello and welcome to another episode of Let's Get Real Podcast. My name is Ned.
I'm Lisa.
Thank you for joining us today. We've been really appreciative of all the messages that have landed in our inbox and your comments and feedback about this show.
It's
been really amazing. This is week number 10. So
I can't believe that's gone by so fast already.
I know, 10 weeks.
We're a tenth of the way there. We had intended on 100 episodes.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to hit it if we're a tenth of the way.
It's just getting more and more fun, especially with the feedback. So who knows, maybe it'll turn into something after that.
Yeah, you never know. So today's topic is coming out of the spiritual closet.
Now, did somebody request this?
No, this is a topic that I really wanted to speak about since we started the podcast, because when I look back at when I first started getting into spirituality, I remember feeling so timid and shy about it. And it was the same experience when I first started writing my book. And I was pouring out these innermost thoughts and feelings that I never really shared in public. So coming out of the spiritual closet for me was a really big deal, because I had, years ago, I had this persona that I was this or I was that, or I was the tattoo guy, whatever that meant. It's kind of the dude persona, right? So when I started getting into spirituality, I was certainly questioned by my friend group. Now, I don't know if you had that experience.
Not exactly. No, and I actually never, coming out of the spiritual closet, as I define it anyway, it wasn't until recently when I started doing intuitive readings that I started feeling really shy about it and strangely afraid to connect with people about it. Partially because they might challenge me on that and always ask me to do readings all the time or something like that. So,
And so how did you feel when you first started telling people that, and maybe people that are watching this today don't know that Lisa does readings, that she has always had intuitive and psychic abilities?
That I didn't understand. I didn't used to understand. Yeah.
So when you asked somebody the first time, or told somebody the first time, how did you feel?
Very vulnerable. And you know what? I have to say that sometimes we go back in the closet. And I was just speaking to someone today at an event we were at, and she asked me what my gifts were, and I noticed, again, I went kind of mousy on it. So when I'm feeling strong in it, I'll own it more, and then I'll go back in, and I'll get shy again.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I should probably define what is the spiritual closet. So for me, everybody knew me as one thing. And I think that happens a lot. Our friends and our family perceive us a certain way. And then when we start acting in a different way and getting into things that they're not into. And so for me, it was spirituality. When I first started getting into spirituality, some of my friends were saying, what's going on, Ned? Are you, going all religious or something? And I'm like, no, I'm just reading some books and trying to understand myself more. And now I come to see it as I was awakening. I was waking up. And I had this pull to start looking into what is the nature of my soul? What is my spirit? These questions were starting to become more interesting to me. So I think that's a sign, one of the signs that you're ready to come out of that spiritual closet, when you start to feel maybe a little different than maybe your other friends do, or you're starting to get interested in topics that about spirituality that you normally would have nothing to do with. Or in your case, what are the signs of coming out of the psychic closet? Which you're still climbing out of, right?
Right. In and out. Or the mediumship closet, a little bit of that. Just a sudden, having a sudden discovery of something can, and feeling that almost like you've been dropped into a different world, right? Mm-hmm. Just that feeling, that's kind of a sign.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important that if you have any inclination about, you know, diving into your spirit more, or reading some literature, or fine-tuning some of your psychic abilities. And I think there's a lot of people out there that are very psychic.
Yeah, I think more than ever we're discovering that we are. Not everybody is discovering that, but it's possible that we all are.
Mm-hmm. We did this episode not that long ago, and it was about the shift that's happening. And I think this is why this episode is so important, because there is a shift happening. And with this shift that's happening, global consciousness is expanding, and our consciousness is expanding as a result of that. So I think there'll be more people that are getting this nudge to kind of wake up, look deeper within, start using your gifts that you may know that you've had all your life, but been just a little too shy to tackle it, or to just publicly put it out there.
That can bring up that fear, right? The fear of the unknown, fear of being our authentic self. Because I think if we're using these gifts, that's our authentic self coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's our divine gifts.
And you said vulnerability. I think that's one of the key points in transcending, being able to make that shift into embracing our gifts, or embracing coming out of this spiritual closet per se, being vulnerable. And in the past, I would avoid vulnerability, mm-hmm. like the plague. Like vulnerability was like a threat to my life almost. But what I've learned is that over the years, as I've let myself become more vulnerable, I've learned that vulnerability is such a beautiful thing. It's beautiful because it pushes us out of our comfort zone.
It pushes us out of that ego state that we're in, right?
The vulnerability is the ego. It's your mind that says, you know, I'm not this, or I can't do that. It's only your mind.
Yeah.
And I think that's a key point as well. To transcend your vulnerabilities, we have to be able to suspend the mind. Just let it go. Let it go and try whatever you want to do anyways.
I can feel my body relax even as you're saying that. Just let go.
So yeah, when you sort of break it down to that, where you know that it's just your mind that's having a struggle with this vulnerability that may come up in you, it makes it a lot easier to transcend that. And all we have to do to transcend the vulnerability of our mind is be willing to just set it down. Mm-hmm. Just set it down.
Don't we need to be in that space anyway to receive spiritual guidance? Maybe not always, but it's certainly, it makes it more clear, right? But we can hear better.
Yeah, when you're talking about intuitive and psychic abilities,
yeah.
Like I've had intuitive abilities all my life.
You're very intuitive.
And I've used those abilities in my work as a tattoo artist, especially when I'm designing artwork for my clients. I never really know what's going to happen.
A lot of times they don't really even know what they're asking. It's a feeling though. They know it when you provide that design, that it's just perfect for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it's funny, it'll end up telling a story, right? They come in and they're just shocked that you've picked up all the stuff that they didn't tell you and didn't know how to articulate. And here it is all put together in a permanent piece of art for them.
That's right. And I've been so surprised over the years. Someone would come in and they'd say, I want this, or I want a dragon, and then I draw a phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah. When they show up at the door and I've got this phoenix drawn instead of a dragon, and then I explain to them why I did that, 9 times out of 10, they're just blown away. They're mm-hmm. like, how did you know? And I said, I don't know. And that's the thing about vulnerability, is that if we let it go,
mm-hmm.
and let go of the notion that we know what's going to happen when we walk through that vulnerability, we can tap into some of our gifts more easily. Mm-hmm. And I do that with my designing all the time.
I just wanted to be clear that it's okay to feel that vulnerability, even though we talk about transcending it. It's not something to run away from, right?
No, it's something to lean into.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference for me now, is that when I notice that I feel vulnerable, and I still feel vulnerable, but my vulnerability is just like, it's a sign, like, oh, mm-hmm. I get to grow today.
Yeah, I was telling you, I felt that really strongly when I was talking to someone new today, who was just, she was just honing in on questions for me about my gifts, and it was actually an enjoyable experience, and I allowed it to be. Mm-hmm. That emotion came up, and I just let it be okay, and it took me somewhere new.
Yeah.
Which possibilities open up then, right?
That's right. So, in conclusion to this, if you have this inclination or a feeling that, you know, you're getting more drawn into spirituality, and it's starting to pique your interest, just allow it. Allow yourself to enjoy it. Don't worry about what others are going to think.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
And again, like, when I started this talk, I was talking about when I wrote my first book. When I launched that first book, I was deathly afraid.
You were.
And what made me afraid was that I was worried about what other people were going to think about me.
That's common.
And I had to set that down in an effort to move forward in my purpose. So if you have this inclination that it's your time to wake up, or it's your time to share your gifts, it's okay to be vulnerable, but the next step is to, you know, feel that vulnerability and walk through it.